Crime Matters, in collaboration with Slaking Thirst's podcast, presents The Christian Mythic Narrative, The Deep History of the World. CrimeMatters.com is a groundbreaking project of educational outreach of the University of Mary, awakening the Catholic imaginative vision. Episode 33, The Fight for the Human Race.
When we cast our mind upon the world and try to take a broad view of what is going on around us, we naturally tend to see things under the limits of the present age and time. We look at various countries and peoples that populate the globe, and we situate them according to their current conditions. If we remember what is past, it is only as a way of shedding light on the present. The Roman Empire, once mighty, is now gone. So are the great Mesopotamian civilizations of the Assyrians and Babylonians. Ancient Egypt remains with us only in the artifacts it left behind. The Persian, Ptolemaic, and Seleucid empires are known to specialists alone. All these have been relegated to the dustbin of history. They once were, and now they are no more. By the logic of earthly time, such a view of past civilizations and vanished peoples makes a certain sense. But when our gaze shifts to the Church, we can make the mistake of thinking about its existence and its fortunes in the same way. We can view the Church according to its current earthly presence and influence, and consider its health and its possible future in that light alone. We can look at past ages of the Church as vanished and gone, no longer in existence. Such a view might be accurate if the Church were like other human institutions, but the Church is not like other human institutions. It is a divine body rooted in eternity, whose life is regulated by a rhythm that is not restricted by time or place. If we could see the Church as it really is, if our view could be opened upon what the angels see, we would be presented with a very different picture. We would see a vast company beyond the reach of death, pulsating with divine brightness, basking in the beauty and light of God, powerful in spiritual weaponry, centered on the figure of their divine and beloved King, drenched in joy and eager for the continued gathering in of the renewed human race. We would see an ever-growing body as each generation on earth passed through the veil from the land of shadows to the real world, and those who had been found faithful to their rightful king shook off the last traces of their mortality and were welcomed home. We would see the angels there, mighty spirits in the praise of God and in their help for humans. We would see the 12 apostles still administering the Church's life, taking thought for their brothers and sisters who were fighting for their place in the kingdom. We would see Mary, the Queen Mother, now revealed in all her beauty and authority, eager to bring aid with tender pity to those of her children still languishing under the ancient curse. We would see all the great ones from every age united together in friendship and joy as each generation brought another rich harvest to the growing body of perfected humanity until the times were fulfilled and all were gathered in. As we looked more intently, we would see that this glorious body was not in some distant place in a galaxy far away, but was mysteriously inhabiting our own reality, though on a different and higher plane. We would see the thinness of the veil separating them from us, a veil through which there was constant communion and communication. We would see that all those who were now alive on earth, the whole of the world's population, were but a momentary snapshot of the actually existing human race. We would see the Christians living on earth as an outpost of the glorious company, sharing its divine life and potency. We would note that these earthly Christians were the least numerous and least potent members of the church's body, inhabiting the outskirts of its life, still plagued by inner corruption and weakness, doing their best to carry the flag of the kingdom for a brief time as they were put upon their trial. One sometimes hears the question asked whether or not the church will survive. When the true nature of things is seen, the question becomes comical. Not only will the church survive, if such an anemic word can describe the dynamism of its bursting life, but the church is the only part of humanity that will survive. The church is already beyond the ravages of time, free from the darkness of sin and the tyranny of the devil, and its future is gloriously secure. The only question facing those still living on earth is whether they will be joined to that bright race of divinized humans, or insist on clinging to a dying and enslaved remnant of humanity that has no future but the shadows. To lay out the deep history of humanity in this way is to address the genuine drama going on all around us, but it is a largely hidden drama. The perspective given us helps to explain great world events and significant historical developments, many of which remain an unsolvable riddle without it. But the drama itself usually proceeds under the surface of things, clothed in the stuff of normal daily life, working its way most profoundly in the minds and consciences, the hidden decisions and acts of every person as they make their way among their families, their friends, and their fellow immortals along the path of life. So the battle for humanity will go on until the one who rules all destinies decides that the time of fulfillment has arrived. Christ continues in every age to build his kingdom, to assault the powers of evil, to attack the fortress of darkness, and to set its captives free. Satan angrily attempts in every age to fend off that attack, trying to maintain his deceitful, but now fragile sway over human souls, and to cling, however vainly, to his illegitimate power. Into that battle, into the complexities and mysteries of a graced creation, into a zone of light and shadow, of high hope and quiet despair, of beauty and corruption, sprung from a race of rebels, some allied to and enslaved by the devil's tyranny, and others struggling together against it by God's power, one fine day, we were born. Conceived from all eternity in the mind of God, created by him with a high purpose and a hoped-for destiny, we were brought into existence under the watchful and loving care of the Lord of the universe himself. In the high-stakes drama all around us, we have each been given a part to play, one that bears our name and no one else's. We each have the mercy of God to receive, a self to put to death, a kingdom to gain, a battle to fight and spiritual enemies to slay, comrades to aid, rebels to win over, and a life of love to build as we fulfill our task of inhabiting and reflecting the bright life and love of God, refracted uniquely through each of his children. If the Father's hopes for us are fulfilled, we will embrace the part we have been given. We will receive the grace of forgiveness and new life, renounce the ways of God's enemy, walk the noble, lowly road shown us by his Son, learn the lessons of humble warfare, and ultimately ascend the thrones prepared for us before the foundation of the world as kings and queens of God's creation. If we squander our high birthright, forget who we are, conform ourselves to the world's dark ways, and despise the promises held out to us, we will forfeit our place in the design of God and end as broken failures. Here then is the real significance of that potent but often misused word, choice. The ancient battle rages all around us. The adventure we were born for beckons. Life and death are held out to us, and all heaven's bright company is aiding us. Our time on earth is short. Our eternal destiny awaits. The choice is in our hands.
This has been a Prime Matters production of the Christian mythic narrative, The Deep History of the World. A text version of this narrative account is available from Acts 29 under the title The Christian Cosmic Narrative. To connect with Acts 29, to order the text, or to learn more, please visit primematters.com/text. That's primematters.com/text. Prime Matters is a groundbreaking project of educational outreach of the University of Mary, awakening the Catholic imaginative vision. God bless you.